Jewishness is elusive to define simply because many racial and ethnic backgrounds cannot be one singular racial and ethnic background at the same time. At the time of the Gospels, a similar situation existed. The reader might readily see the multiracial situation with the modern Jew, but at the time of the First Advent, this was not so obvious. Mr. Fisher goes on to say, "Perhaps the Jews of the world are best described as a large community of people undergirded by a strong set of traditions. These traditions were, and still are, a strong, deceiving spiritual force. Traditions or religion do not specify race. Traditions do not make any people the people of the book. Jesus had problems with the Jewish traditions, and we will see that the principles behind these traditions promoted Jesus to say some very disparaging things about the Jews in Judea that highlighted both racial and belief factors. The very title of this lesson might well astound those who have been brought up to believe that the Jews always meant Israelites. One of the strange things about the words Jew, Jews, and the Jews as used today is that these terms are not generalized in the Hebrew and Greek originals the way they are commonly used today in the churches. According to the popular concept, the word Jew is supposed to relate to Israel or to all of God's chosen race as a single entity. But prophecy from Moses onwards gives separation between each tribe of Israel and separation in destiny between the house of Israel and the house of Judah right unto the last days. Yet the churches lump all the tribes of Israel together and call them the Jews, and add in any person of any race who calls himself a Jew. Well, this is preposterous. This is impossible. Most Christians talk a lot of nonsense when it comes to the subject of Jews. They can talk about a non-Israel church, which is supposed to have inherited the same promises that were made to Israel, and at the same time talk about Jews being Israel. In effect, Christians talk of two Israels. Furthermore, we hear popular but nonsensical sayings such as, "Abraham was the first Jew." If Jew is supposed to relate to Judah, then how could Abraham descend from his own great-grandson, Judah, since Abraham predated the tribe of Judah by three generations? So there is much misconception about the word Jew. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says that there are people who call themselves Jews, but who are not Jews in fact. The Greek text uses the term Judeans, not Jews. There are those who call themselves Judeans of the Judean nation, set up by the remnant from Babylon, who are not Judeans. Let us work through this to determine the identity of these false Judeans. Quoting from R.K. and R.N. Phillips in the book of Revelation, part 2, the word Jews in verse 9 should be translated Judeans. This is a direct reference to John 8:25-59 and John 10:25-39, where Jesus unmasked the Edomite interlopers in the letter to Samaria, or Smyrna. He shows the activities of these interlopers are well known to him and will not go unpunished in the fullness of time. Mentioning them in this letter sets the contrast between the deeds of the Pharisees with their traditions of the elders and those who obey God. The same Judeans are named again in the letter to Philadelphia. In the Old Testament, we find the words Yehuwadi and Yehuwadi used 813 times in the Old Testament, and they are usually translated as Judah, but as Jew or Jews in the books of 1 Chronicles, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel. In the remainder of the Old Testament, Jews usually refers to the remnant of the house of tribe of Judah, which returned to Palestine from Babylon. Yehuda simply means Judah, and is the name of the patriarch Judah. It is used to refer to the tribe which stemmed from him. It is also used for the land or territory occupied by that people. And following the division of Israel after Solomon's death, it was used for the house or kingdom of Judah. This was the only term used in this way up to the time of the Babylonian captivity. Following their deportation into Babylon, another term was employed. This was Yehudi, plural, Yehudim. Originally, this word meant an inhabitant of Judea, or the people who came from that country. As such, it does not necessarily represent descendants of Judah, but can include any people of other races who resided there. It applies to the Edomites, who moved into the land vacated by the southern kingdom when it was taken by Babylon. It has come to represent any persons, irrespective of racial origin, who embraced the Jewish religion, Judaism.